Thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking thee, O Lord, for life and the multiplicity of thy blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we realize, O Lord, that we are not worthy of your goodness. But, O Lord, help us this afternoon. The Heavenly Father, to move on up the King's highway. Yes. The Heavenly Father, help us, O Lord, to run this race with patience that is set before us. And O Lord, why, help us, dear Heavenly Father, to remove the weights, O Lord, of this life that so easily beset us. Why, in order that we may run, dear Heavenly Father, and not get weary. O Lord, we may walk and never grow tired. Dear Heavenly Father, hear our feeble voice this afternoon. O Lord, we thank thee, dear Heavenly Father, for bringing us from a mighty, mighty long way. O Lord, thou hast brought us through troubles, and thou hast brought us, O Lord, to trials. Thou hast brought us through many tribulations. And O Lord, we do believe within our hearts this afternoon that you're not going to leave us now. Dear Heavenly Father, give us this afternoon the power, O Lord, to proclaim thy holy word. Dear Heavenly Father, give us the strength this afternoon the Heavenly Father to show men and women of this great church that thou art a risen and living God. The Heavenly Father, let them know, the Heavenly Father, that on the third day morning you rose from the dead. Oh Lord, the evidence, Lord God, of that resurrection, oh Lord, is that you live within our hearts. The Heavenly Father, may we walk, oh Lord, in a style that men, women, boys and girls may see your life reflected in our lives. Oh Lord, may they know upon first sight that there goes a child of God. The Heavenly Father, we thank thee, oh Lord, for all the blessings thou hast bestowed upon us. The Heavenly Father, realizing in our hearts that we are not worthy. Oh Lord, but thou art great. The Heavenly Father, we needed you all through our lives. Oh Lord, you watched over us last night as we slept in slumber. Oh Lord, all night long, the Heavenly Father, you watched over us. Early this morning, early this morning, you sustained us from our sleep. Woke us up on time early this morning to see a day that we never seen before. See a brand new day, oh Lord, and began another day's journey. The Heavenly Father, the day is swiftly passing, but we beseech thy holy presence, the Heavenly Father, this afternoon as we march toward the night and the twilight hours of the afternoon. Go with us, dear Heavenly Father, and stand by us if it is thy holy will. Strengthen us, dear Heavenly Father, where we are weak. Dear Heavenly Father, build us up, O Lord, where we are torn down. And O Lord, if we're leaning this afternoon, dear Heavenly Father, straighten our lives up. Empower us with the power of the Holy Ghost, that we may truly proclaim thy word. And let the world know that Christ arose. The Heavenly Father, because he arose in our lives. We'll declare, O Lord, that our Redeemer lives. Lord God, because he lives within our soul. Using other blessings, we do pray and ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. My dear beloved, my brethren and my sisters, for a few moments, I am sure that we have enjoyed the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus, the very Christ, on these days of passion. And now we are going to live that his life may reflect in the life that we live. As Paul said on one occasion, I live in Christ and he lives in me. Yeah. And the life that I live in the flesh, I also live in the spirit. Yeah. And by that the world may know that I am a child of God. Yeah. We come today to speak about the accusations and abuse of Jesus. The accusations and abuse of Jesus as an example in our lives. My brethren and my sisters, to accuse is to charge someone with an error, true or false, to call to account and to bring charges against someone. To abuse is to misuse, listen carefully, or maltreat someone, which is wrong. Oh, church, we can't stop people from lying on us, can we? No, no. But by the grace of God and in Jesus the Christ, you just make sure that they are lying. Huh?
Amen.
And by Christ's sake, if it is a lie, you don't have to spend one moment or waste one moment trying to beg and prove nothing. Yes.
Amen. So true.
Is that clear? Is that clear? Don't try to chase anything down.
Well, amen. Amen.
Just leave it alone like a fish. You put a fish, you catch a fish, and put him out on dry land, you leave him long enough, he's going to die anyway.
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to run nothing down. Let the Lord handle it. You know, we don't let the Lord handle nothing about
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
I mean, right now.
Yes, sir.
He can fix it.
If you're accused, if you're abused, let Jesus handle
it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh? Let him handle it. You don't have to do nothing. Let him handle with his holiness and with his divinities and sanctification and power. If Jesus was falsely accused, what about us? Huh? We don't stand a chance. We don't stand a chance. Let me see the hands of any of you is not just to point out something wrong in your life. You can be accused of doing something good.
Amen.
See?
That's true.
See? Let Jesus handle it.
Yes, sir.
And this is a way of life, and it is a part of life.
Well,
let Jesus be our supreme example.
Uh-huh.
Here we find some philosophical extracts of empiricism as the world we perceive by Arthur E. Murphy, 1901-1962, an American professor of philosophy who taught at many United States universities, defended the moral authority of human reason against the attacks of skepticism. You know, some of us are too skeptical.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well.
About everything.
Well.
We're too skeptical. This world in which we live is not fantasy island. Is that right?
Yeah.
It is no utopia. It is no Shangri-La, nor is it a paradise. It is pure hell among and with an evil habitation. Here is what Dr. Murphy says about the world we perceive. A lot of folk yet don't know what's happening in the world. They think this is a good word.
Uh-huh.
This fool the other day just went to shoot. You can get shot out anywhere.
Well.
Even in the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not safe in here now.
Well.
It's happening every day.
Uh-huh.
And then it's strange to me, nobody knows that he's a fool or he's crazy until after the day is done.
Uh-huh.
But we knew he was crazy. Well, why in the name of God didn't you tell him? After killing all these people, then you tell, we knew he wasn't, his mind wasn't right. That's too much of a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Too much. Dr. Murphy says, the world we perceive, the contrast between mere ideas and their relations on one hand and substantial matter of fact on the other. The central to the common sense notion of a world we find and do not make, a world to which our ideas must conform. Amen. If they are to be factually true and informationally reliable and rational. And while common sense has some very hard things said about it, you know, a lot of folks say, you know, he just got good common sense. If he's got good common sense, that's saying something.
That's right.
Because I'm going to tell you something right now, whether you like it or not. You can have an educated PhD and be a fool.
Amen.
And you can have a PhD and don't have one drop of sense.
Well,
is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So saying a person has common sense, you're saying a lot. But the sophisticated critics always have the advantage when it is about its own business of being both common. Amen. That publicly shareable sensible, which is more than can be said of man and theories that the critics seek to put in its place. Jesus didn't come to this world because it was a good world, did he?
No.
It wasn't a good world when he came here. He came because it was a bad world.
Amen.
He came because it was an evil world.
Yes.
It was a world of meanness.
Yes.
A world of hatred. A world of segregation. A world of discrimination.
Yes.
Partiality. That's why he came to the world.
Yes.
It is how it is now. It is not the desire of Jesus that this world is in the shape that it is in. It is because man has turned his back on God.
Amen.
Says Johnson, abuse is often of service. You heard that song, I've been rebuked and I've been scorned and I've been talked about, sure as you born. This is what Johnson is talking about. Davenant, it is the wit and policy of sin to hate those we have abused, says Davenant. Abuse of anyone generally shows that he or she has marked traits of character, and the cynical and indifferent things are passed by in silence, says Tiara Runner. Let's go further. Abuse is not just to misuse someone, but it is to cruelly use someone. Abuse me as much as you will. It is often a benefit rather than an injury. Enoch. My brethren and my sisters, O Lord, we find here, this is what happened to Jesus in reverse. They didn't touch the hem of his garment. Pilate, the Roman procurator or governor, listen carefully, turned Jesus over to his dogs to decide his fate. You see, church, Pilate knew within his own heart and his own conscience that Jesus had done no wrong. And many, many people today, O Lord, even in this mean and cruel world, are falsely accused and abused. Even the innocent of the accusation. They are provoked to anger. But not Jesus. He kept his cool. He wouldn't deny, nor confirm, would he? This was their game. And he let them play it. But what about us? Well, Lord, the first thing that we do when somebody accuses us of anything is to become angry. Threatening and provocative.
Yeah.
I bet he or she won't say it to my face.
Well.
I bet you that. Maybe not. But the damage is already done.
Yeah.
Just as was with Jesus, no doubt, we all have been accused of myriad things we had no knowledge of until we heard it through the grapevine or the 6 o'clock news by the way media of telephone. Pilate was really afraid to assert his authority because he was a puppet for the Roman government. A surrogate governor or an acting governor, seemingly, I cannot stand a weakling.
Well,
is that clear?
Well,
I can't.
Well,
I can't.
Right, I
then I have news for you. Neither can God.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
God needs no cowards in his service.
Amen.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we coming through?
Yes, sir.
God wants a brave soldier.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, as the song sang, stand up. Stand up for Jesus. All of you soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. Church, it must not suffer long. Pilate forfeited his authority. And he left it up to the people's charge. After Pilate had failed to do his duty as governor, he passed the buck. Then he desired to wash his hands. But I want to tell you something, church. Oh, Lord, it is too late to try to clean up after you have caused hurt in somebody's
heart.
It took Pilate's own wife to tell him, you know in your heart, oh Lord, that this man has done no wrong.
Right.
If I preach the truth, take me for an example. That's all I know is to preach the truth.
Yeah.
I won't please everybody.
Right.
And I don't try to please everybody.
Right.
Because when you please everybody, you're not pleasing God.
Amen.
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 You see, the gospel is more than good news. It is constructive. It is aspiration. It is inspiration. It is consolation. It is an inducement to do the will of God. And you're not going to please everybody. The main thing that a minister, oh Lord, ought to do is preach the truth.
Amen.
And let the Lord have.
Amen.
All of our leading authors, our writers in the circuit, writer I was reading the other day said the reason we are losing members so fast in our denomination is because of poor preaching.
Well.
Preachers using the book of canned sermons, sermons that somebody else wrote, prepared by somebody else. That doesn't even know their environment. And he says, we especially are starving for the Holy Ghost. Preaching even the sophisticated, to the sophisticated and the aristocrats. Oh Lord, this is an abuse to Jesus. Jesus desires us to preach until the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Oh Lord, become deed and work. And preach with the Holy Ghost power. Yes, Jesus was accused and abused. So must we in this life. Although he was the King of Kings and King of the Jews. And everybody, oh Lord, else. But he didn't go around bragging about it. Everybody knew and boasting about it and admitting it. For high personal esteem. He said, you, they say you're a king. Jesus said, I didn't say that. He said, you said it. They accused him oh Lord, of associating with the publicans and residing in the ghettos too much. But he said, the well, oh Lord, need not a physician. Why, but I come, oh Lord, into the world, oh Lord, to seek and to save those which are lost. Minister unto the sick and the afflicted, physically and mentally. They accused him of not observing and regarding the Sabbath. Oh Lord, but he said unto them interrogatively, is the Sabbath made for man? A man made for the Sabbath. Jesus was accused of prodigality. When Mary anointed his feet, he was accused of negligence by Mary and Martha when he tarried in Jerusalem until their brother Lazarus was dead and buried. Oh Lord, if you hadn't, Lord God, had been here, our brother would not have died. Oh Lord, but Jesus said, why, I'm glad, oh Lord, for your sake that I wasn't here. He was accused of being a hard taskmaster because he believed in social equality. He paid everybody, oh Lord, the same price. Those that came in early, those that came in late. Some called him everything but the Son of God. Oh Lord, but he never said a mumbling or grumbling word. Even while dying on the cross, hung between two thieves. Oh Lord, there were seven words that he spoke. You read it for yourself sometime. Oh Lord, but he said, Lord, it is finished. I commit my spirit unto thee. Oh Lord, they're being accused him of being king of the Jews. But couldn't even save himself. But oh Lord, as he was dying, the Roman soldiers gambling beneath the cross after the world turned dark. Oh Lord said, surely, oh Lord, as the saints of Jerusalem got up out of their grave and walked around in Jerusalem. Surely, oh Lord, this must have been the Son of God. Do you know what I'm talking about? Referring back to Calvary on a dark Friday afternoon, hanging between two thieves, dying to the blood and water dripped from his side. Oh Lord, blood for purification, water for baptism. But we got to close right now. These consoling words that Jesus said during his public ministry. And I want you to take an example this afternoon as we close.
Well, all right now.
Don't say bad words.
Well.
Don't use the profane language.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, when people calling you everything but
yeah.
child of God.
Yeah.
Jesus said in his classic sermon, oh Lord, blessed are ye when men and women shall revile and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you. Falsely for my sake rejoice and be exceeding glad. Oh Lord, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which before you. But one thing, oh Lord, I'm glad about this afternoon. Oh Lord, I soon will be done with the trouble of the Lord. Oh Lord, the